Senator, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Senator, the Obama administration is touting this Iranian prisoner exchange as a triumph of diplomacy. Is that a fair characterization, and does it change your mind about the Iran deal?
It does not. Number one, those people should have never been hostages. They didn't do anything wrong. And number two, this notion that freeing seven guilty people who have been convicted of violations of the law in exchange for five hostages that did nothing wrong is really, if that's the kind of diplomacy Barack Obama has in mind, we're in a lot of trouble. Number three, the broader issue here is that these sanctions that now will be released from Iran will provide them resources that they now can use to continue to sponsor Hezbollah, prop up Assad, continue to expand their military capabilities, including the construction of long-range missiles, and ultimately the ability to purchase or build a nuclear warhead to hold America and the world hostage. This is just a bad trade-off, and that's why when I'm president, we're going to cancel the Iranian deal on my first day in office.
It looks to me as though the Obama administration just forgot about all these hostages when they negotiated the original deal. They easily could have gotten them in exchange for the $100 billion. Now they have to go back after the fact and make a new deal where we let terrorists go.
That's right. I mean, first of all, the question is, why were there even negotiations until they were released? I mean, it's just that simple. Why, this should have been something that was dealt with on the front end, not on the back end. Again, these were hostages. They were not people convicted of crimes. They were being held in prisons in Iran, some of them like an Evin prison, which is one of the worst prisons in the world, under brutal conditions. And they were being held as hostages. The Iran was using them as pawns. And the broader implications now are that enemies of America, whether they're terrorist groups or governments, now know that if they can capture an American, they can get something in return from Barack Obama.
Senator, you were the original Tea Party rebel. You started out challenging the establishment candidate in Florida, Charlie Crist, beat him so badly, and he had so little philosophical commitment, he wound up changing parties. And one of the people who contributed money to the establishment candidate, Charlie Crist, was Donald Trump. Does it frustrate you at all that so few people seem in this election cycle to understand who the original change agent here is?
No, I don't. It didn't frustrate me because it's part of the process, and I think it's important. You have to earn it every single time. I'm asking people to entrust me to be commander-in-chief with the most powerful political office in the land, and you have to earn that, and we will. I can tell you this, anyone who believes on the establishment candidate is delusional. The candidate is delusional. I'm not the one that who has a super PAC with $100 million to spend on my behalf, and if I was always the establishment candidate, I wouldn't have raised only $6 million in the third quarter of last year. The truth is, most people in the traditional establishment of the Republican Party didn't think I should run for president, tried to talk me out of running for president, and have endorsed or supported other candidates. So like we did in 2009, I've had to take on a lot of the interest in the Republican Party, and we're going to be successful. And when we do, we're going to remake the Republican Party into a party that isn't just unified, but also brings in new people, but more importantly, is true to our principles.
Senator Marco Rubio, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, John. I know you.